Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servo-Didio, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Insight into Healing airs Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Please check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. If you have any questions, show ideas, or would like to be a guest, please send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com and check out my book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, at Amazon. And also my second book will be coming out within a few months, Your Walk in Life, but I will definitely keep you posted on that. Well, tonight I have such an incredible guest. On the line, I have Julian Biba. Julian is the director of the documentary, a.k.a. Dr. Hope, awarded Best Experimental, Best Documentary, and Best Director by TINFF, Best Documentary by MIWAFF, and Silver Winner by the Telly Awards. He is the screenwriter, director, producer of The Red Rose, awarded Rising Filmmaker by the Montreal International Reith Awards Film Festival, Award of Recognition by United International Film Festival, and the Best New York Short by the International New York Film Festival. Julian has co-written and co-produced the film Path to Our, Uninvited, that was screened on May 2016 at the Cannes Festival Short Corner and also won Best Cinematography and Best Productions Award at the International Film Festival and Albanian Film Week in NYC. He's also went to the military school and later on to the police academy, and he's been involved in the Albanian police special operations and has worked as a bodyguard for politicians and peoples of the arts from 1996 to 2012. Julian, welcome to Insight into Healing. I'm just so excited to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
So tell my listeners, how did you get started? You have such an impressive bio and background. How did this all begin for you?
Oh, but what I usually tell people when they ask me this question is like, I have had quite a colorful life, and whenever I would tell people stories from my life, they would tell me, why don't you write them? I was always under the impression nobody would be interested. But then at one point I got together with a scriptwriter, director, who was very impressed by the story that we wrote, the script that we wrote based on my story, which we also did a short film called Path to Our, Uninvited, the one that you mentioned a little earlier, and we got a few awards with that, and we screened at Cannes Festival. So I had like a boom, everything coming at the same time. And so I started taking myself screenwriting courses, started writing my own scripts, and little by little, there were people pushing me, okay, you can do this, you can direct now. And I'm like, okay, I've never directed before. They were like, no, you can do it, I know. So I started directing and producing a little bit, like short films. But my main area is basically screenwriting for feature films.
Great. And I think it's incredible that you do all these different types of roles in this industry, which I think is so important, because so many times people think they have to stay in one role, or they sometimes don't have the confidence to try all these different things. But I think it's important that to try them, to have the passion for them, because obviously you've been able to do them and have also been pretty successful. How did you get through doing it? How did you build up the confidence and the motivation to say, okay, I'm going to give this a try?
You see, one of the things that I had in my past was I took martial arts, and one of my main instructors was a Japanese master when I was in Europe, and I keep telling people that I go in the samurai way when it comes to dealing with difficult things. Basically, when I'm challenged on something, I don't say no. I cannot say no to an invitation for a challenge. So basically, these were challenges, and I did not say no. I just kept doing it.
Yes, which is incredible, because I think it's so many times people say no and miss out on these opportunities to grow, to these once-in-a-life opportunities that come just because they don't feel that they can do it or they've never tried it before. So I think it's so important for people that are listening to know, as I always say, try it. No one's perfect. We all had to start somewhere. We all had to begin somewhere, and it's okay to make mistakes, but it's being able to show up and do the best you can and never give up. And I think obviously you've been a great testimony for that. What are some of the topics of the films that you have written in the screenwriting? What do you write about? What do you see?
But generally speaking, like I started, it was with my own stories. But then I kind of got like, if I keep writing my own stories, I'm not creating, like, yeah, not at the full level of it. So this is why I started writing fictions. And then at one point I met accidentally this doctor who cures cancer. And he, for whatever reason, he believed that I would do a good job directing a documentary for him, for what he does. And then, so I did a documentary for the first time, which got a few awards in a few places. So basically, that's how I do this.
Yes. And how is it doing documentaries? Is it, do you find it's harder or it's different? Is it a different approach that you take?
I was terrorized. I was terrorized because I had never done it before, and I was put under pressure because the doctor tells me, we have to do this in 14 days. I said, it's impossible. I don't have a clue about documentaries. I have to research it. And he says, Julian, I am stage 4 cancer. I have a stage 4 cancer, so I don't have time. You have to do it now. And I was under, you know, a lot of pressure, but I mean, we did it. We did it, and I cannot say it was easier, but it's its own way of doing things, which is different from the way when we do when I do like short films, fiction films.
Yeah.
It's different. It's different because you have more like now involving actors, involving dialogue. You know, you have to put the microphones on each of these people. And, you know, the camera angle is going to be in different areas. Well, it's more static on the documentary. It's easier from that point of view.
Yes.
Oh, and also,
and do you find...
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
No, because your question earlier was what I write about, and I forgot. It was another occasion, a very good friend of mine, a well-known in Europe director who has represented Albania to the Oscars 3 times. He told me one day, he's like, Julian, I wanted to write, I have a concept about a comedy and I wanted to write it. And I'm like, I never wrote a comedy. He's like, yeah, but I know you can do it. I'm like, sure, I'll do it. And so at the end, I ended up writing a comedy, which also got, you know, was like official selection in film festivals. And we are actually planning to shoot this comedy in the coming summer. So that's why I'm trying, like, from wherever they come, I say, okay, and I you know, just get into it and try to get it done.
You're open and you take on the challenges. I think also flexible to try all different types, because I think you're hitting all different types of topics, all different types, you know, genres of film, of documentaries, of all of that. But essentially, as you had said about the documentary about the doctor who had cancer, I mean, I think that sounds like something, yes, it was such a short time period you had, but I think, you know, it kind of becomes this, where it becomes about this man and his life and his story, and you just get the job done. And I think that's
yes,
an incredible thing. It just becomes this part where, okay, it's not about me, it's about this guy and his life story, has, you know, kind of brings it into the bigger picture.
And we were shooting for 9 days in eight cities in 6 states. So we were barely getting any sleep.
Oh, wow. Yes. With this business, it's definitely, you know, not getting too much sleep and tight time schedules and getting things done, where you have to be flexible, but you also have to be able to say, okay, there's a lot of pressure.
It is. It's Sometime it is. I just, you know, I try to, you know, cope with it instead of saying, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? I'm like, okay, let me find a way to do this. Or let me do whatever I can, and then I can make it better later, or I can learn from my mistakes, and that's how I continue. Like, for example, a new thing that I'm doing now is I am I have opened a film festival in New York City. I'm organizing it with my partner. And we have had some fantastic films coming from the United States, Canada, Spain, France, Nigeria. And I have been like really like, it makes me feel proud of doing this because I'm giving this artist the opportunity to show their films in New York City. And on the other hand, I am experiencing firsthand this great quality of work that this artists are making wherever they are in the world.
And if someone wants to submit their films, how do they do that? Is there a special criteria to be in this film festival?
I have tried to be as much inclusive as possible. So basically, unless it is something that is really like drop dead against the morals or against, you know, like normality, let's say, there basically everything is included from... anything that is either short or full feature, documentaries, narratives, music videos, everything basically. And we have had people from different countries doing this and submitting to us. And where they do this is either directly on our website, which is nytvff.com, which stands for New York True Venture Film Festival. And which in there we have also the links to go through Film Freeway or Fast Home, the two major platforms that nowadays are used by filmmakers to submit their films. Film Freeway is one of the biggest platforms for North America, while Fast Home is more for Europe and Asia.
Wow. How did you get... How long did it take you to put this all together? Because I would imagine putting together a film festival could be pretty tedious.
Oh, he's taking most of my time right now, to tell you the truth. It has been, you know, it brings its own challenges, basically. But it's also satisfying. Like I said, when I see the work of this artist, it just makes me happy. When I you know, like I'm in contact with them and they ask me questions, hey, can I submit this or should I do this or that? And it's just amazing to be in contact with them. And we have been doing, we started this in November, actually. We launched the festival in November, and the right now we are in a regular deadline, which is going to end on March 1st. Then we're going to have an extended deadline that ends on March 30th. And then after that, we're going to have the notification of the filmmakers on April 15th about those that have been selected and nominated. And the festival itself is taking place in New York City, of course, and it's going to be on May 2nd and May 3rd of this year.
Wow. Amazing. Do you have a venue yet where it's going to be?
Yes, of course. We have a venue on very near Times Square, basically. It's a place called Producers Club, where many festivals and many people use for these purposes, and I myself have been there many times, even to shoot my own films. Sometimes the people, the owner of the Producers Club is very accommodative, and he basically loves the arts, and he finds pleasure in helping artists, especially, you know, up and coming artists.
Yes. I'm also an actress, and I've done many plays at the Producers Club. It's an incredible,
oh, really?
Incredible venue.
Yes.
It's in the middle of everywhere, and the accommodations and the whole everything is just incredible. The different rooms, the different stages, the different capacities, and everything is really it's incredible that it's able for people to go there and put something up where it's not, you know, so expensive. It really gives people a chance to spotlight their work and be seen, because a lot of incredible people and big people go to see these shows at the Producer Club. It gets pretty packed.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it does. It does. I mean, I've been through the same situations over there too, and actually the we have been thinking of moving the awards night to a bigger place just for that reason, because we have had a lot of inquiries from people, and if there's going to be so many, like, you know, you can be packed very easy at Producers Club, so we might get actually a bigger venue just for the awards night, and which also on the other hand we have thought of it not to be just for the filmmakers. We want to be inclusive for everybody, and that's why we want to have we're going to show trailers, and we're going to show the nominations and the awards, but we're also going to have some live performances, dancers, and we're going to have yes, and singers, and I really see my approach to this is passion. It's from passion. So I really want people to feel good for being there. I want people to book the next day of the festival to book for the next year's festival, basically.
Wonderful.
So I want them to be really happy.
Great. And I think that's what's so important. People feel that excitement. They feel your passion. And I think, you know, when someone is, as you know, putting together their own documentary, their own film, their own trailer, their own music video, that's their heart and soul. That's their baby, and it's their work. And so many times, sometimes it's very hard to find a place that will help promote you in the best way and help you get your work out there to be seen. So I really commend you for what you do, because sometimes, you know, we get caught up in these things where you have to spend all this money or you can't get your work seen. And some of that's the best work. The work that, you know, people can't get in the door. And when you give someone the opportunity to show their work no matter what they're doing, I think it's really incredible of you know, making people's dreams come true.
Of course. And also what I do to everybody I contact, people I know, people I don't, but I happen to have contact information, or we are in the same, either on Facebook or somewhere else, another media together. Then to all these people, the first thing that I do is like, okay, if you guys want to submit here, would be nice. And by the way, I'm giving this 20% discount for those who are going to have a little bit of, you know, difficulty. And if you guys have any difficulties because, I don't know, could be a student, unemployed or anything like that, just let me know. I'll give you another discount. But I just want to make it as comfortable as possible, because I have been through this myself. I've been through this myself. When I started sending to festivals, the first film, Paftour, The Uninvited, I was paying $45 per application. And after like five applications, I'm like, okay, I need money to eat. So I don't want other people to be in that same situation that I was. So I try to be as accommodative as possible, because, like I said, this is from passion. This is why I do this. And this is why I've been able to do this, because we are in 2020. If you would have told me in 2011, 2012 that I'm going to be doing this at this time, I would be thinking like, you're joking. I never thought of doing this. Like, I'm basically brand new in the industry.
Wow.
But it's the passion that made me continue, and the people who keep encouraging me, and they are the biggest force behind me, behind all this, is because there were people who tell me, okay, can you come and act in my film? And I'm like, I'm not an actor. And it would be, just be you and say the lines, please. Just do that. Okay, so I do that, and then I get, you know, the audience applauding, and I'm like, okay, so now I'm an actor. So, but on the other hand, this also helps, because by acting somewhere or by taking a couple of classes in acting classes, it made me think better in the way I write the script. And when I direct something, now it makes me feel like to understand better how should I write certain scene. So that the director is going to have it easier to conduct it the same way that I wrote it. So all these things are connected to each other. Is it part of the same, you know, part of the same result, part of the film? So this is why I did not mind jumping from one to another. Like, to me, it's just I'm learning. And it was at one point somebody told me, for God's sake, what are you, a writer, a director, a producer? What are you? I said, I'm nothing. I'm just learning.
Yes. And I think you get to see every angle and you experience it. You're in all those different people, you're in their shoes, doing the role of the director, doing the role of the actor, doing the role of the writer. And it really gives you that extra insight into what it feels like to be doing that role, and how can you best showcase that person at the job that they're doing. And I think it's also, you know, we have to be flexible. You know, years ago we might not have thought we would do this. I always said, I never thought I would do a radio show, and someone came to me and said, offered me to do my own radio show and said, okay, it starts in a couple of weeks. And now 6-7 years later, I have my own radio show, and I've been doing it for 6 to 7 years. And I think that's what happens. We have to be open and just say, you know what? We don't have to know everything. We don't have to be experts. Nobody starts out as an expert. You just have to show up and do the best you can and learn. We all make mistakes, and just be open to learning and laughing at yourself and saying, all right, let's just keep doing it.
Yeah, you learn from mistakes, and that's exactly what I try to do.
That's great. What would you say to those that are listening who don't have the confidence yet to say, hey, I want to submit my script, or I want to, you know, try and get into this business? What would you tell them?
But for behind the scenes, you know, the best thing is the script writing, and which, at least to me, it gave the big picture. Because basically, you're imagining everything that they're going to shoot on the film. This is why, if you can start with screenwriting, you are able to do the directing later on and production, because you already know what you put in the script, so you already know what it's going to cost, where and how. So I would say the starting, for those, especially those who are into screenwriting, the screenwriting would be the best thing to start at, unless, you know, they're more like into the acting as a profession and or a hobby. And then they can start with that. But to me, I think it's a very solid foundation is the script writing.
Yes.
And then,
that's very
of course,
important.
There are so many ways to submit on festivals and then on different kind of competitions, and you can get feedback from these places and from professional critics. And then what you wrote with your first, second, third draft, now you can go on the fourth, fifth draft, and then it's going to be better, and somebody somewhere is going to pick it up, you know. And in the meantime, again, saying this from my own experience, what I do and what I would suggest to other people would be like, if you can shoot a short script with, keeping in mind to have the production as small as possible and the scene, like locations as small as possible, number of actors as small as possible, but something that is meaningful, though, that's something that really move the people that are gonna watch it, then that would be one, you know, the best thing to do in order to step up little by little and build your portfolio.
Yes. And I think it's important that you don't always have to have a huge, huge budget to shoot your film, to shoot your trailer. There's finding ways of doing it where you can get the work done, because so many times people say finances, I don't have the money. But there's people out there who are passionate, who will work, and there's ways of finding out and getting it done.
But, of course, I mean, I'm going to use everything that I have, my own house, my car, myself. I would put myself to act when I don't actually want to, but just to, because I'm missing one actor, I would do that part myself. And I'm going to ask my friends, sometimes even people who are not actors per se, but they have this passion for acting, and they come and they do it, and they do pretty good. So, I mean, you have to try everything. And again, from there, you go to the next project and do it better and better. And that's how it continues.
And obviously it really works for you, because just reading in your bio from before, you know, you've been in a lot of huge festivals, including Cannes, and a lot of different festivals, and have won many awards. So you know what you're talking about. You've really walked the walk and have reaped the rewards of all your hard work and your passion.
I'm just a good learner. So I'm a good student. So what I do, I just learn from everybody. I learn from those who are new, from those who are, you know, for a long time in this business. Everybody has his own perspective, and you can see whatever fits your agenda, and then you can use it for your own, and that's how you continue.
Yes. Where do you see yourself in a couple of years? Where do you see this all going, and any other things coming up that you're working on?
I want to have a few of my full feature scripts done, you know, put up on the big screen. And you see, this is the thing, because many times I have this question a different way, like, oh, so at some point you're going to become rich, you're going to be famous. And I'm like, I actually don't care. I'm doing something that I love. That's all I care about.
Absolutely.
And this is my approach. Might not be the right approach, but this is mine. So that's why I would not be able to tell you. Yeah, I would not be able to tell you how it's going to be after a few years. But I know I'm going to have the same passion, the same way I have it now.
Yes. And you're open to wherever, what doors open, and wherever this takes you. And I think we just have to follow the path and keep, you know, showing up, being passionate about what we do, and see what opportunities arise. And I think all these people, you know, we always meet people. I say we meet people for a reason and learn from each other. And I think that's the most important thing, just meeting people, networking, showing your passion, letting other people show their work, and support each other. I think that's really important, fellow, you know, filmmakers and others in this business. It's really important. I know people say it's a competition all the time, but we've got to support each other.
Of course, of course. And you believe it or not, this is also one of the reasons why I decided to organize this film festival, because I meet some great people in different festivals where I go. I have been to Toronto, I have been to Montreal. Like you said, I was in Cannes. I've been at several festivals in New York City. And I meet some fantastic people, some great actors, writers, directors, producers. And like one moment, for example, when I was in Europe, I'm sitting in the same table with people from a couple of countries which were the ones representing their countries to the Oscars. And like, I cannot believe I'm actually sitting with these people. I'm talking to these people, and the respect that they show once they see that you are passionate and you are serious about what you're doing, it's amazing. And it's something that really helps me go forward.
Yes, yes. Well, we're at the end of the show, and if you could just tell my listeners again, how can they find you and follow you and contact you if they need to?
The website that I'm using right now is the website of the festival. It's nytvff.com. And if they email through that and just say, hey, Julian, I heard your interview and I had this or that question, I'll be happy to reply, because, you know, that email comes to me. And then also I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/JulianBiba Official. And these are basically the ways. Or IMDb. On IMDb is my information as well, so...
Great. Well, Julian, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I cannot wait to come to your festival to learn more about what you're doing, and I really commend you and support all the hard work that you do.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, and I'll keep you posted. Thank you.
Definitely. And again, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any questions, please send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Everyone, thank you for all your support. Thank you for always tuning in. Have a good night, and God bless.